Seattle's government changes today with the swearing-in of the first new city council member, Lorena Gonzalez. She grew up as a migrant farm worker in eastern Washington, earning her first paycheck at the age of 8. Gonzalez says that means she understands the squeeze many Seattleites feel.
A real lived experience with poverty, a real lived experience with overcoming poverty is something that is going to be really critical to policymaking at City Hall.
Gonzalez told KUOW's David Hyde about her first three priorities. Number one, paid parental leave for city employees.
There was obviously the current debate at City Council around whether there was going to be a consideration to expand the 4 weeks to 12 weeks.
And it didn't pass.
It did not pass. But I think that now is the opportunity to show some leadership on how we increase the number of weeks on paid parental leave. This is one of my top priorities because I believe that in the city of Seattle, we have some issues with workplace equity, particularly for women. So we have, for example, the nation's worst gender wage gap in the nation right here in the city of Seattle. Passing paid parental leave has been shown to be a way towards rolling back issues related to the gender wage gap and gender inequity in general.
Lorena Gonzalez is with us. She's Seattle's newest city council member. She's being sworn in later today. We're talking about her top three priorities for her first 100 days in office. We heard about number one. What's number two?
Number two would be around workers' rights. So I come with a strong background, obviously, as a migrant farm worker and being subjected not only to wage theft or unfair wages, but a host of other labor law violations. And as a lawyer for over 10 years, represented low-wage workers and professional workers around similar issues. And so for me, the creation of the Office of Labor Standards in the city of Seattle was incredibly important. I played a role in standing that office up while I was still working for Mayor Ed Murray as his legal counsel. Now, as a city council member, I want to make sure that the promise of $15 minimum wage and all of our other labor standards like paid sick and safe time are going to be upheld. And that means making sure that the Office of Labor Standards is well-resourced and well-funded and well-organized to make sure that workers understand what their rights are. And in addition to that, making sure that our Office of Economic Development at the City of Seattle is well-resourced to be able to provide small businesses, particularly those owned by immigrants and refugees, the tools they need to be successful.
So, Lorena Gonzalez, we heard about number one and number two. What's number three?
Number three, it goes without saying, is that affordability with a strong tie-in to transportation options is going to be at the forefront of City Council as a whole. And as a citywide elected official, it will certainly be at the very top of my agenda as one of the issues that needs to be resolved.
So family leave, workers' rights, affordability, and transportation. At the end of 100 days, how are you going to measure success?
I think we measure success by hopefully being able to pass some key policies that either get the ball rolling in each one of those areas or that clearly puts us on a path towards creating these opportunities around paid parental leave and enforcement of labor standards and affordability and transportation. And I think that at the end of the day, what we need to make sure that we're doing as a Seattle City Council is coming together to address the really critical issues. We have been operating on our city council, I think, in some way, in a very divisive way. And I hope that success for me will look like we have made some great deals, have collaborated across the spectrum on city council, and have really delivered on some great policies for families and women and workers in our city.
Let me ask about that, because we have a sort of unique situation here in Seattle with divisions between a progressive or a liberal bloc on the council and a more progressive or more liberal bloc on the council, for lack of a better way of mm-hmm. describing it, maybe even a socialist bloc on the council. Mm-hmm. You're coming in as one of two at-large candidates mm-hmm. in a new system where everybody else is going to be representing districts. Mm-hmm. So how do you see yourself operating and being successful with these priorities in that kind of interesting new environment?
I think that it's not going to be easy. And I'm very transparent about that. I think that the issues that we are facing as a city are very complex. And there are a lot of different interests that are represented within those particular challenges. And I think that that it is unquestionably going to be a new era in terms of how do the at-large members relate with the district folks. But I think that this is absolutely something that we can accomplish. And I'm always going to have an open door. I'm going to want to work with all of my colleagues, regardless of what category they put themselves into in terms of what block we're talking about. Because I think at the end of the day, it's about making sure that we are being responsible with our taxpayer dollars and that we are delivering policies that are true to our Seattle progressive values.
That's your newest member of the Seattle City Council, Lorena Gonzalez. She is an at-large city council member, not one of the members representing a new district in the city. She talked there with David Hyde, and we'd like to get to know your new city council member a little more, so she's going to join us again tomorrow to talk about the latest news.